following podcast is a story of dark and gloomy details. So here's a joke to kick off.
Devin, why do ducks wear feathers?
I don't know, Haley. Why do ducks wear feathers?
To cover their butt cracks. Why don't you hear pterodactyls pee?
Because the pee is silent?
Because they're dead.
Well, I mean...
That's awful.
They're not wrong.
Welcome to Slasher Talk. This is Haley and Devin in the background.
Hi, I'm Devin in the background.
Today we will be talking about the infamous serial killer Danny Rowling, also known as the Gainesville Ripper. Danny grew up in a small city of Shreveport in Louisiana with his parents Claudia and James. Danny had it rough before he was even born because James never wanted kids in the first place. Danny was only 1 year old when his father beat him for not crawling properly. When Kevin, Danny's younger brother, was born in 1955, the abuse only worsened. Claudia, his mom, did try to escape it all but would always return to the abusive household, and things for his mom only got worse with time. People at Danny's school began to notice things and would describe him as suffering from an inferiority complex with aggressive tendencies and poor impulse control. Those aggressive tendencies and poor impulse control would foreshadow Danny's murderous rage later in life. By age 11, Danny's mother was admitted to a hospital after she self-harmed. Shortly after, Danny picked up drugs and alcohol, which only worsened his already fragile mental state. At the age of 14, Danny was caught peeping into the neighbor's daughter's window. Later that evening, he was beat by James as his punishment. Later on, Danny tried to get into the Navy, but they wouldn't take him, so he joined the Air Force. He eventually quit the Air Force after too much drug use, which included taking acid more than 100 times.
Wait, more than 100?
Mm-hmm. I mean, as a boss, I would just fire them.
You mean like as a commander or a general?
Yeah. Like, who would want someone on the job that has been doing drugs?
A drug dealer?
Well, a commander is not a drug dealer.
Potato, potato.
No. No, that is not potato, potato.
Cut this bit out.
Following his discharge from the military, Danny got married and began what appeared to be a normal life. At age 23, after being with his wife for 4 years, she separated from him after he threatened to kill her. Danny turned his devastation into anger and assaulted a woman who closely resembled his ex-wife. Later that year, he killed a woman in a car accident as well. From the late 1970s to 1990s, Danny committed a series of petty crimes and thefts. He turned to a series of armed robberies to get cash, and subsequently was in and out of the criminal justice systems in Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and Alabama. He broke out of prison several times and was fired and quit jobs just as frequently.
Listener discretion is very advised.
Whatever. Meanwhile, the bodies of three victims were found in Shreveport. 24-year-old Julie Grissom and her father, Tom Grissom, and her 8-year-old nephew, Sean, who were all killed around the same time Danny lost his job and returned home in vengeance. I don't know how he wouldn't get caught, though, because, like, although back then they didn't have all of the, like, DNA things that they have now, they still have some sort of, like, DNA machine thing. So why couldn't they just, like, figure out it was him? Plus he has his, like, prints and stuff in the system because he went to prison.
Must be good at running.
Clearly. Well, in May of 1990, Danny reached a breaking point and shot his 58-year-old father twice and nearly killed him.
Nearly?
Yeah. But, you know, he didn't die, at least.
The abusive father?
Yeah. He lost an ear and an eye.
I think it's up to debate over whether or not it was good that he lived or bad.
Well, okay, you see, I mean, he did mess up things, and he made Danny into the person that he was, but at the same time, if he would have killed him, then it would have been worse for Danny.
Sure, we'll go with that.
You know, because, like, then they would just know that it was him. And he would have been caught.
Oh, you mean criminally, not mentally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, Danny then changed his identity with papers he stole after breaking into someone's house. He fled Shreveport and took a bus to Florida to start a new life as Michael Kennedy Jr. in the late July of 1990. But running away to Florida only made matters worse. On August 24th, 1990, Danny broke into the home of Sonia Larson and Christiana Powell, both incoming freshmen at the University of Florida in Gainesville. He followed them home, broke in, and simply overpowered them. Thus began the streak of the Gainesville Ripper. I will not go into graphic details of what he did, but I will just
say... You get the idea.
It was bad. It was very bad. And he was very sick in the head. But the next day, after the grisly murders of Sonia and Christiana, Rowling killed Krista Holt in the same fashion. He went as far as decapitating Krista and put her head on the bookcase. He would also take trophies home with him or leave them at the crime scene. On August 27th, Rowling attacked Tracy Pauls and Manuel Tabota, book 23. He killed Manuel while he was asleep and then Tracy. Authorities believe Rowling didn't manage to mutilate these bodies because he may have been in danger of getting caught or was interrupted. Due to all of these murders being less than 2 miles away from the University of Florida, classes were canceled for a week. Students brought baseball bats with them everywhere and no one went out alone night or day. By the end of August, thousands of students left campus and around 700 never came back.
So it sounds like it wasn't very fun.
Well, yeah, everybody was scared. Would you go back to the school if stuff like that was happening?
No, I just would have left.
That's fair. Well, Danny Rowling's father was a 20-year veteran cop of the Shreveport Police Department. And he didn't just teach his son how to take all of the abuse, but also how to cover his tracks. Police couldn't find enough evidence at crime scenes to implicate Danny. Instead of leaving the duct tape on the victims, he would dispose them to get rid of any fingerprints. And he would also use cleaning products on the victims' bodies to remove any trace of bodily fluid. The Gainesville Ripper continued to steal from homes and gas stations until he finally was caught in Oklahoma after a high-speed chase. He was wanted for the robbery of a Winn-Dixie as authorities did not know he was the Gainesville Ripper. It wasn't until January 1991, more than 4 months after the murders, that police caught a break because of the similarities of the murders in Shreveport and Gainesville. Florida investigators sought DNA of prisoners from Shreveport who were incarcerated. Danny Rowling's DNA was similar enough to the DNA left at Gainesville murder scenes to charge him with murder. I couldn't imagine being a cop and, like, finally catching, like, the break of someone like that. You know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be, like, a goal in your career?
I think that would be the peak. Or it'd be the scariest moment in your life.
Well, he wasn't going after cops. He was going after mainly females that all kind
He's
of
still
looked
a killer.
Like his wife. Well, that's fair. Danny confessed to being the Gainesville Ripper and was executed on October 25th of 2006 in Florida. A total of 47 people witnessed his execution, which is double the capacity of the viewing room. Would you go watch this man be killed?
No. Why would I watch a man be executed?
I don't know.
I just want to know if he's dead or not.
47 people apparently really wanted to go see that, so they did. Rowling's last meal consisted of a lobster tail served with drawn butter, butterfly shrimp with a cocktail sauce, a baked potato with sour cream and butter, strawberry cheesecake, and sweet tea.
Delicious.
I don't think...
What a way to go out.
Okay, but the thing is, I don't think that Killers or anyone like that should have a last meal. Like, having all of that stuff, and then you just take a needle into your arm and die like that?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Okay. Why is that stupid?
Because he did so many, like, bad things and, like, killed people in gruesome ways.
But why does it matter?
Because he shouldn't just be able to, like, go out like that.
He's still just gonna die.
Well, yeah. I think it's worse to be in prison than to die. Because dying, you just, like, get out of it. Am I wrong?
I'm pretty sure last meal has some other meaning, but I don't know.
In some ways,
well, let me Google this. Last meal meaning.
I think that maybe if he wasn't abused at such a young age and didn't have the parents that he did, that one was just mentally unstable and the other one was abusive, then it wouldn't have been a thing and he wouldn't have killed people.
Well, it didn't really give me anything. It just told me it's the meal they get before execution.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't think that they have any right to have that pleasure of just eating your favorite foods and then going to sleep and just dying.
Well, at least they can die happy.
That's just stupid.
It's a sign of mercy.
Would you want to, like, go to prison and be on death row and have all of that? Or would you rather just, like, be in prison for the rest of your life?
Hold on, what? Say that again?
Like, so would you rather be in his shoes and have, like, your last meal and then just be executed? Or would you rather have, like, your whole life in just prison?
Last meal.
Why?
Because then I can at least be happy and then go out. Rather than live a really painful life.
I mean, I guess that's fair. But if you did stuff like that, do you really think that you have the right to go out like that?
And if he breaks out again?
Well, I don't think he would be breaking out of the prison that they put him in there after what he did. Because, like, they have levels in prison. Which I don't really understand any of that, so...
It's a form of rank.
Yeah, I know that. Anyways, so that is the Gainesville Ripper story. Thank you for listening. How did celebrities stay cool?
I don't know.
They have many fans,